What makes a person fit to live?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Dr. Martin Luther King once said, "If a man has not discovered something he is willing to die for, he isn't fit to live." That is a profound statement, and the people who accept that challenge often leave a lasting legacy. Dr. King was one, but long before him was our Lord and the Apostle Paul. In writing to the Philippian church, chapter 1, Paul spoke of what drove him. He said, "I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better." Paul was a man whose purpose revolved around his relationship with Jesus Christ. He derived his significance from Christ. People often seek significance from fleeting things like money, popularity, power, pleasure, and prestige. Some spend their entire lives pursuing what they believe will give them the greatest personal satisfaction. But the former Chicago Bears football great Gale Sayers put it this way, "I am third." He said, "The Lord is first, my friends are second, and I am third." Gale Sayers sought to live with eternal values in view. In our day, people often forget God calls us to put Him first and to love others as we love ourselves. We really are not fit to live if we live only for self.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com